Letters 218-224, a collection of many select epistles to friends of that ancient, eminent, and faithful minister of Jesus Christ, George Fox, Volume 1, Cont. 218. To Friends in Ireland. Dear friends and brethren, let patience possess your souls, and in the seed of God dwell, that over all the top stone may be laid and set. And the kingdom of peace dwell in, which has no end, in which you will feel the supreme head, and in the power of the Lord keep your meetings, which was before the waves were, or winds either. So in that look over all, and keep in the faith, by which you will have access to God over that which separates from God. In that you will have unity, and will not fear the amazements which are in the sea, because of the winds and storms and blusterings, who know the election which was before the world began. And live in peace and unity in that, and send over how things are among you. I am in the north at Swarthmore. And, dear friends and brethren, be not troubled, but dwell in the seed of God, which goes over all this and remains and stands when all this blustering is ended and gone. Therefore look at the Lord above all and his arm, for God had a rod in secret to fetch down these persecutors, who have long reigned in their wickedness, until they were neither fit for God nor man hardly. So again, God has a rod in reserve to bring down these spirits, which have been a rod. Therefore all dwell in the power and spirit of God, with which you will comprehend all that which is to change, with that which doesn't change and has no end, in that live, and you will have an everlasting unity. And to you this is the word of the Lord God. George Fox, 219. All my dear friends, dwell in the life and love and power and wisdom of God, and in unity one with another. And the peace and wisdom of God fill all your hearts, that nothing may rule in you but life, which stands in the Lord God. George Fox, 220. Friends, truth is that which is pure, and is that which the serpent is out of. For there is no serpent in the truth, and it admits of no impurity. And so there is no serpent in the way of truth to bite and hurt any. For the way being the truth is the same as it was in the beginning, though many things have risen against it, yet it remains the same pure truth and holy way. So if anyone has gone from it, they are for condemnation and their works. And when anything is once condemned and judged, let it not be raised up again, but keep it in the grave, and raise not up the dead out of the grave anymore, by living in the life and light which does condemn and judge it. And all live in the love of God, which gives dominion over all, and unites and edifies all that abide in it. If, among friends, any reports or surmises be about any, or any backbitings or whisperings, all such things must be stopped and searched out. For thus said the Lord, you shall not raise a false report among my people. And that some of the faithful friends of every meeting, whose sincerity is for the glory of God, his honor, and his holy name, into which they are all called, may be chosen to search out such things, and follow it till they find out the author or authors of it, that it may not lie upon any or in any. But that all may be cleared and taken out of every mind, and all the reports stopped. And the things that are for judgment, let them be judged and condemned. And furthermore, that friends take notice of all such friends who go to sea, seamen, merchants, masters of ships and passengers, abroad and at home, that profess the truth, that if they have in any way dishonored the Lord God and brought an evil report, either in their trading, lives, or conversations, upon the truth and the good land, and dishonored the Lord God and his name, truth, and people, that they may search into the bottom of it. That so, if they have done anything worthy of condemnation and judgment, it may be passed upon them without any respect of persons. And, if the report is false, let their innocence be manifest, and the reporter reproved. And so, that all that profess truth may walk in the truth and the light of the Lord, who are children of light, who have their name after the living God. And all to be circumspect, diligent, and careful in all these things, that in no wise God may be dishonored, but in all things your lives and words may preach, who profess the truth. And all of those who have gone from England and dishonored God beyond sea to right overseas, to search out and know the ground of the matter, that all obstructions that have hindered the glory of God and the spreading of his truth may be taken away, that the Lord's name may not be dishonored, nor his way and truth evil spoken of. And so, all reports being searched into in all the plantations concerning friends there, that if anyone has done anything to dishonor truth beyond sea, let them come to judgment and condemnation, and give forth papers of the same, that the papers may be sent abroad to take off the reproach from the innocent, and so answer the witness of God in them through their repentance. And if they will not write their own condemnations, then friends must write and deny them, and take it out of the mouths of the world. And all friends that have dishonored God and his truth and people, and friends have been to admonish them in a gospel way, and they still go on in their wickedness and do not repent. Friends may draw up a paper at their meeting against them and their disorderly walking and unruly spirits and looseness in general words, not mentioning the particulars, except they be notoriously known. And friends to do this with speed and to bring it to the meetings. And if anyone is known to be an open offender, that then there may be an open testimony against him in the particular, showing that we have no unity nor fellowship with such workers of darkness, and how that they cast out themselves from among us, being gone from the life and power of God, in which our fellowship is. And that copies of the paper may be read in meetings, and the copies of the papers to be sent to the men's meetings in the countries where they live. George Fox, 221. My dear friends, all everywhere, the power of the Lord God that first convinced you, and his light and truth, all wait and walk in, and keep your first habitations in the power of the Lord God, and in his light and life and spirit, by which all your minds may be stayed, and kept up to the Lord God in the unchangeable light, life, power, and spirit. And so you living in the unchangeable life and light, you see Christ that does not change, but ends all changeable things, types, figures, and shadows, and destroys the author of all evil inventions and traditions among all the sons and daughters of Adam in the fall. And so live all up in the royal seed, in which you have life, which life was before death, walking in the light, which was before darkness, and in the power of God, which was before the power of darkness was. Which power of God will keep you out of all feigned spirits, creeping in a pretense of love and innocency, to draw your minds out from the power of God and your first habitations into some outward things, which will draw the mind outward from the power and so from your habitation of peace, through which trouble will enter, as it has done upon some, who now see how they have gone from their habitation. Therefore live in the power of the Lord God, which is everlasting, and in which is the fellowship. Which power of God is perfect, in which is the perfect fellowship, which was before imperfection was. In which power of God is the joy and life. And you keeping in your habitations of the light, life, and power of God, the gospel, by which you all see and discern your own conditions, with the spirit of discerning, laying hands on no man suddenly, but proving and trying all things, seeing your own conditions by the power of the Lord and his light, by which you may have the spirit of discerning, waiting and walking in the truth, that you may adorn it, walking in the truth, which was before untruth was. And whatsoever is comely, decent, and of good report follow and walk in, which is to the answering that of God in everyone. For living in the power of the Lord God, through which you have everyone a habitation in God, by the power of God you will come over enmity and see before it was. For its habitation is in the earth, and some outward things, but the power of the Lord God and the truth he is out of, who is the author of enmity, and being gone out of truth, seeks to bring others out of their habitations, the power of God. Therefore live in the power of the Lord God, and keep your habitations in the light and spirit in your own particulars, that by it all your minds may be subjected to God, in which you may all live in peace, love, and unity, and the royal spirit and seed of unity and dignity, which keeps over the spirit of strife, and was before it. For the strife among the sons and daughters of Adam, in their fall from righteousness and holiness, and the image of God, is about these outward things. Therefore mind the power of God, and the righteousness and holiness, and your renewings into it, which was before the fall was, and follow that which makes for peace in the truth, and in the life and power of God, within which peace will stand, in the power dwell in love and unity, by which you may all honor the truth, which will keep you over all the fallen spirits that are striving and are busy about that which is in the fall, manifesting that they have fallen from the power of God and gone from their first habitation. In which power of God is the peace, in which the kingdom stands. Therefore all mind that, and to be heirs of that kingdom that stands in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And so feel the seed of God over all that makes to suffer, which was before that was, and will stand and remain when that which makes to suffer is gone, in which you may all feel the life, which was in the Father before the world began, and feel Christ to reign among you, who is the Prince of Peace and Life. And this will keep you from being tossed and carried about with strange doctrines, For the seed Christ was before they all were, and will remain when they are all gone, in a pretense of new discoveries and outward things, to bring people's minds from their habitations of life and truth, which comprehends all things and sees all things. Therefore mind the spirit of truth, and the sincere love, and faith that works by it over all the insincerity, that by the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit that may be cut down, that none may be deceived by that, but keep the unity of the faith, that gives you the victory and access to God, and the unity of the Spirit, the bond of peace, and the fellowship of the gospel, which is the power of God. Which power of God was before the power of Satan was, in that life, and meet and walk in the name of the Lord, which is a strong tower, whose name is the power. And in the tower is the safety over wickedness, and before it was. Sitting under your own vine and abiding in it, then you abide in Christ, by whom the world was made, who is the light, life, and truth, and the power of God. And as you abide there, you bear fruit to the glory of God, and through him you come everyone to have a habitation in God, who brings out of the fall, where the curse is, to the state that man was in before he fell, and to the blessing, and not only to that state, but to him that never fell, in whom the saints sit down, in whom are the pastures of life, and riches eternal, everlasting, and the blessing of the Lord, that with that you may be clothed. And so farewell. My love to all friends in the everlasting seed of God, that never changes, which was before changings were, and stands when all changings are gone, that you may know Christ to reign among you, the Prince of Life and the Prince of Peace, and the Counselor hearing the voice of the light, the life, the power of God and truth's voice, which goes before you, who will give you life abundantly, even that which is eternal. Now the professors may see that the hireling is fled and flies, because he was an hireling, whose religion was for the summer, while the sun shined. But in a storm, a tempest, a mist, or the sun clouded, their religion they flee from, his flight is in the winter. So the day manifests all things. Our religion is in the power of God, before winter storms and tempests were, mists, fogs, or clouds. In the light which shines over them all is our religion, that does not change, in which there is fruit born in the winter. By which power of God all the religions are seen, which must have an end and will have an end, which people run into. But in the power of God, and his righteousness and holiness, which was before the fall was live. Which power of God never alters nor changes, in which is both life and peace which remains forever in that dwell in live. And be faithful and valiant on earth, your hearts established with grace and your words seasoned with the same, keeping yourselves in the love of God and in the life in which is peace, through which you may be all a comfort one to another, living in the life in which is the everlasting fellowship. And so in that the Lord God Almighty preserve and keep you all. Let this be read in all your meetings in Barbados, New England, Nevis, and sent to Jamaica, Virginia, and Maryland to friends there, and to all the parts in the world where there are friends. A general epistle to them all from Colchester in England. George Fox, the 10th day of the 11th month, 1662, 222. A general epistle to be read in all the Christian meetings in the world. Blessed is he that reads, and blessed is he that hears and understands, and the eyes that see. Read this over, and you may read that which you have not read, and see that which you have not seen. My dear friends, all everywhere in the seed dwell, which is Christ the top stone over all. Feel it laid, in which is life eternal, which is over death, and before death was, and the devil, the power of it. Everyone sitting under their own vine, which is Christ the life, by whom the world was made, that in that you may all bear fruit to God, and all walking in the name of the Lord, which is the power, then you will walk in safety. For blessed are all you that rise in the power of God, and lie down in the same power. Your beds are pure, holy, and undefiled, who lie down in the power of God, before unholiness was. And so you that are gathered in the name of Jesus, who have bowed to the name of Jesus, whose name is called, the power of God, and the word, light, life, and truth, and for bowing to his name, for his name's sake have you suffered all along by many powers. His name is a strong tower. So who have bowed to the name, and gathered in the name of the Lord, you are in the strong tower, in which is safety and peace. For being gathered in the name of Christ Jesus, whose name is above every name, for all things that were made by Christ. Above all other names and gatherings are you gathered, who are gathered in the name of Jesus Christ, by whom all things were made and created. And being gathered in the name of Jesus Christ, by which salvation is brought, by the name of Christ, and not by any other name under heaven, but by the name of Jesus Christ is salvation brought, by whom all things were made. So you being gathered in this name, by which salvation is given, here you come to be heirs of salvation, and then to inherit salvation, which is Christ. And by this you come to fathom all other names under the whole heaven, and to see them, that there is no salvation in them. And so likewise all other gatherings in all other names, no salvation in them. Therefore cry people, there is no assurance of salvation upon the earth, who are gathered in other names, but not in the name of Christ, by which salvation is brought and given, by the name of Christ, by whom all things were made. And this is the standing gathering, in the name, in the strong tower, where is the safety, where is the salvation given and brought? Rejoice you all that are brought into this gathering, and have bowed to the name of Jesus. Now to bow at the name of Jesus, who is called the power of God, is to bow to the power of God. All things in heaven and things in earth must bow to the name of Jesus before they are reconciled to God. For all things in heaven and things in earth are reconciled by him in one. So they must bow to the name of Jesus, as they have bowed to the evil through which they are at difference one among another and not at unity, but bowing to the name of Jesus brings to reconciliation. For all things in heaven, all things in earth, must bow at the name of Jesus, must bow at the power of God, before they be reconciled in one. So bow at the name of Jesus. 2. NDLY. You must bow at the cross of Christ, which is the power of God, which since the apostles' days the apostate Christians have lost. And therefore they bow to a cross, a stick, a stone, a piece of iron, a piece of wood. Now bowing to the cross of Christ, which is the power of God, that strikes over the nature of fallen man. For whoever bends and submits and yields and bows to the power of God within, feels it to rise over and strike over and work over the carnal part, and that part that turns into ungodliness and all that is bad, and it is a cross to it. So bow to the power of God. If all Christendom had done this, they would have had a fellowship in this cross of Christ, which is a mystery. But a cross stick, a cross piece of wood or iron or stone, this is not a mystery. But the power of God that crosses down the earthly, carnal, ungodly part in man and woman and works over it and strikes over it and goes over it and crosses it. There is the mystery of the cross of Christ, the power of God, in which is the fellowship. Which power of God keeps the mind over all outward things in the everlasting power of God above them. For the power of God was before unrighteousness and uncleanness, and the idolatrous part in man was. Which power of God is a cross to it, and in that is the true glorying in the cross of Christ, by which you all are crucified to the world, and dead to the world, and the world is dead to you. Dead to the world through the power of the cross, and the world is dead from the power of the cross, in which power is the fellowship of the cross of Christ. 3. RDLY. The fellowship of the gospel, the power of God, expels away all that which has darkened the understanding, darkened the mind, darkened the heart. And by the power of God, life and immortality are brought to light in you. By which power of God you come to see before that was, that has darkened you from life and immortality, and over that life and immortality shines, being in the power of God, which was before that was that had darkened mankind. And the power of God, the gospel expels away that which burdened your spirits, minds, hearts, consciences, and souls, so that being driven away by the power of God and the mind set at liberty, the spirit, the conscience, the heart, the soul that is immortal being brought up by the power of God. Here the soul has its pleasure in God. Then, by the power of God, man sees over that which has burdened his spirit, mind, soul, and conscience, and beyond it, and before it was. Where the spirit, soul, mind, and conscience cry, glad tidings. And here is the joyful gospel, and here is the faith in the everlasting gospel, the power of God. And here is life and immortality come to light through the power of God. The gospel, which power of God, the everlasting gospel, was before that was that darkened man from life and immortality, and has loaded people's minds, hearts, souls, and consciences. The power of God was before that was, and remains when that is all gone. So now, you that are come to be heirs of the gospel, know it to be your portion. For as a man is heir of a piece of land or house, it is his portion, which must have an end, and he comes to inherit it. So heirs of the gospel. It is the portion of man and woman, and they that inherit it, they inherit the power of God, which has no end, which was before the power of darkness was, which has darkened people from life and immortality and loaded their spirits. But being heirs of that which was before that was, here you inherit the gospel, you inherit the power of God, in which is stability. Here you are church members, and here you are living stones, and here you are built up together a spiritual household. Here the church in God is known, the Father of Christ, who is the way to God, where the church is. For now, as Adam and Eve were driven from God, and being in the fall, their sons and daughters have their churches enough, heaps upon heaps, one against another, and heads of every church, and there they plead for sin while they live upon the earth. But the church that is in God, the Father of Christ, does not do so. For as mankind were driven from God, they must come up again out of that state, where they are defiled, and be washed, sanctified, and cleansed, and brought up out of the fall, up to God again. If they come to the church that is in God, and the fellowship which is the gospel fellowship, which is the power of God, in which is stability, before that was that has unestablished people. The gospel, the power of God was, and before the devil was, that has unestablished people. In which gospel is peace, stability, life, and immortality, which is come to light again. In this is the church fellowship with Christ in God, which will stand. For the gospel is everlasting. The church of God is the pillar and ground of truth. Therefore this will stand, when all other churches and fellowships among the sons and daughters of men in the fall will have an end. The church in God will stand, the pillar and ground of truth, and the fellowship of it will remain. Therefore, you heirs of the gospel, and church members of it, inherit it, and sit down in the fellowship of the same. And this is beyond all the writings, subscribings, and promisings to the church fellowships that are among the sons and daughters of Adam in the fall. That when a storm comes, or a tempest, they flee from their church and fellowship both. But the gospel stands, the church in God stands, the pillar and ground of truth, which the gates of hell cannot prevail against. 4thly. The worship of God is in the Spirit and in the truth, that is the public worship which Christ set up. He preached it when he put down the worship at the mountain and at Jerusalem and said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth, and the hour is come, and now is, that the Father seeks such to worship him. Then the hour was, that worship was set up, more than 1600 years ago, when he denied and put down the worship at the mountain and at Jerusalem, where the forefathers worshipped. So this worship in the Spirit and in the truth was contrary to that of the forefathers. This is the public worship, and it is not private nor particular. The nations' worships are particular, which the sons of Adam are broken into, the several worships one against another. But this worship in the Spirit and in the truth applies to all men and women. They must come to the Spirit in themselves and the truth in the inward parts. This is public, this is not a private worship, but brings every man and woman to the Spirit of God in their own hearts and truth in their inward parts. In which Spirit and truth they must bow down and come into it, if they are worshipers of God in the truth and in the Spirit. And this is the standing worship that Christ preached, atop of the hill, where the forefathers had worshipped. And this worship is over the worship that was at Jerusalem, and over the worship that was at the mountain. So by this must every man, every son of Adam and daughter, come to the Spirit in their own particulars and truth in themselves, by which they must know God is a Spirit, and will be worshipped in the Spirit and in the truth. And so no man must grieve, nor vex, nor quench the Spirit, but all must worship in it, and they must come to the truth in the heart, to the hidden man in the heart, to a meek and quiet spirit. And they must not rebel against the Spirit, if they worship in it, and all coming to it, they have the adorning, that which beautifies and adorns them in the eyes of God. None must walk despitefully against the Spirit of grace, nor turn the grace of God into wantonness, if they worship God in the Spirit. If they grieve, vex, quench the Spirit of God within, and turn the grace of God into wantonness, and walk despitefully against the Spirit of God, and rebel against the Spirit of God within, and are haters of the light, these go from the public worship of God in the Spirit and truth, to the particular which fallen men have invented. But they that worship God in the Spirit and in the truth are in that which the devil is out of, and the dragons worship, and the beasts worship, and the will worship are out of. Who worship in the truth and in the Spirit are over all these worships, for truth is before they all were, and the Spirit, and will stand when they are all gone. 5thly. To pray in the Spirit, this was public, the public prayer set up among the Christians. The temple was the public place of prayer among the Jews. But to pray in the Spirit is the public prayer set up by the apostles. Every man, every woman then must come to the Spirit of God in their own selves, for it will give them understanding and knowledge and give them instruction, it will help their infirmities, it will let them see their needs. So, in that every son and daughter of Adam must pray in the Spirit to God, who is a Spirit. And this is public, the Spirit of God in every man and woman to pray with unto God, who is a Spirit. Then in this Spirit have they fellowship and unity, and a bond of peace. And this moderates all people, and mortifies, circumcises, and baptizes. Now, who grieves and quenches and vexes and rebels against the Spirit of God within, in which they should pray, they are like the Jews, babblers, and go into the particular forms, and go from the public, which is public, by which all men and women must pray to God, who is a Spirit in the Spirit, and keep out of the particular. One sect has one set form, another another, that is the particular, as I said before. But the praying in the Spirit is general, by which every man and woman might see their necessities and needs, and turn to God, who is a Spirit, for his help. For Christ the quickening Spirit, and the Spirit of the Lord within, is that which brings people to lift up their eyes to the Lord in spirit and truth, and to watch and pray, by which they know temptations. And the Spirit gives them understanding, and wisdom, and power to withstand them. 6. Singing in the Spirit is public. Every man and every woman in the whole world, they must not grieve it, nor vex it, if they sing in it, and this is public. But they that go from the Spirit of God within, they go into the particular singing, inventing this thing and that thing, and then one will do it, and another will not do it. And so there is no true fellowship, because it is not done in the Spirit. And there is no true fellowship in their worshiping, nor in their praying, because it is not done in the Spirit. For the true fellowship in singing, in praying, in worshiping of God, is in the Spirit of God, which the devil is out of. For in that is the bond of peace. 7. The teachers of the world told us, who called themselves ministers of Christ, that they had received a gift from Christ, who ascended on high, and led captivity captive. And this gift was for the work of the ministry, and for the perfecting of the saints, and that they were to bring people to the knowledge of the Son of God, from whom they had received this gift, and to the unity of the faith, which faith gives the victory, and brings to have access to God, and also to a perfect man's state, and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And thus people followed them, and were glad that they would bring them to a perfect man's state, that is, to the state of Adam and Eve before they fell, for they were perfect then. And when we had followed them, some 20, some 30, some more, some less years. Then they told us again, that they hoped we would not look for perfection while we are upon the earth, on this side the grave, for we must carry a body of sin about us. And they hoped we would not look for perfection, and would not hold the erroneous doctrine of perfection, and yet told us, as before, that they would bring us to a perfect man's state. And so we expected they would have fulfilled their words. For we had given our money, and had spent our labor in following after them, and hoped they would have fulfilled their words, and brought us to the knowledge of the Son of God, and so to the unity of the faith, and to a perfect man's state, to our father Adam's and Eve's state before they fell. And now that they have gotten our money, they hope we will not look for perfection here. O deceivers! We will never more set foot after them, who will neither fulfill their words, nor give us our money back again. For we gave our money, that they should bring us to the knowledge of the Son of God, and to the unity of the faith, and bring us to a perfect man's state, and to a measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And now the scriptures that speak of sin and imperfection, they bring to prove that we should not be perfect, against their own promises and words. And all the scriptures that speak of perfection or overcoming, they tell us there must be a meaning interpretation put to them. And thus they deceived us, instead of bringing us to the measure of the stature of Christ, who never fell, the second Adam, the Lord from heaven, who said, they would bring us to his stature. And now they cannot bring us to the measure of the stature of the righteousness and holiness of our father Adam and mother Eve, that they were in before they fell. For they had no body of sin before they fell, nor spot, nor wrinkle, nor blemish. So the deceivers have got our money, and now call that an error, which they said they would bring us unto, a perfect man's state, and so will not fulfill their words, nor give us our money back again neither. Therefore now mark which of these three states the shepherds, the teachers and leaders kept their flock in, and do keep them in. One, whether is it in the state of Adam and Eve in the fall, where the body of death, the curse, wrath, and woe are imperfection, spots, wrinkles, and blemishes, and tell them they must be there for term of life. Two, or whether or not can they keep them in the blessed and good state of righteousness and holiness that Adam and Eve were in before they fell. 3. Or whether or not can they keep them in the measure of the stature of Christ, who never fell? Now consider which of these three states do these shepherds pretend to keep their flocks in, that deny perfection, and say their sheep must carry a body of death on their backs while on earth. For, as the tree falls, it lies, and there is no repentance in the grave, whether it be not in Adam and Eve in the fall, with his sons and daughters. Or in that state before they fell, which was a good state, in righteousness and holiness. Or whether it be in Christ that never fell, whom it cost his blood and his life to fetch Adam and Eve, and his sons and daughters, out of that state in the fall, out of the unjust state, to set them in the state before they fell, and not only there, but to bring them into himself that never fell. Now what value and price and worth have they made of the blood of Christ, that cleanses from sin and death, and yet told people that they would bring them to the knowledge of the Son of God, and to a perfect man, and now tell them they must not be perfect on the earth, but carry a body of sin about them to the grave. As much as to say, they must be in the state of their father Adam and their mother Eve in the fall, under the wrath, curse, and woe, and must not come to the state they were in before they fell, to the image of God, in righteousness and true holiness. And thus the deceivers are not worth the setting foot after. And yet ask them for what end Christ came, they will say, to destroy the devil and his works. And then ask them, if the body of sin and death is not the devil's works and imperfection, they will say, yes, and so are in confusion. Christ came to destroy the devil and his works, they say, and yet they must carry them to the grave, and yet people are saved by Christ, they will say, but while you are upon earth, you must not be made free from sin. This is as much as if one should be in Turkey a slave, chained to a boat, and one should come to redeem him to go into his own country. But say the Turks, you are redeemed, but while you are upon the earth, you must not go out of Turkey or have your chain off. So Satan's messengers say, you are redeemed, but must carry a body of death about you and cannot go to your father Adam's house before he fell, but you must live in your father Adam's house in the fall while you are upon earth. But I say, you are redeemed by Christ. It cost him his blood to purchase man out of the state he is in the fall and bring him up to the state man was in before he fell. So, Christ became a curse, to bring man out of the curse and bore the wrath, to bring man to the peace of God, that he might come to the blessed state, and to Adam's state he was in before he fell, and not only there, but to a state in Christ that shall never fall. And this is my testimony to you, and to all people upon the earth. And so the teachers of the world cried, men are redeemed, but while on the earth they must have original sin in them, and that is the devil, for he is the original of sin and of the body of death, and that they are redeemed, but they must never come to the state of their father Adam before he fell, while on the earth. This is sad tidings. Are these messengers of God or messengers of Satan? So you may see by this where the shepherds have brought their flocks, and in what they sit, in Adam and Eve in the fall. Not in Adam and Eve before they fell, a good, blessed state, but in Adam and Eve in the fall, a bad, cursed state, and not in Christ that never fell. Now Mark the Apostle said, he has quickened us who were dead in sins and trespasses, and has made us to sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show forth his exceeding riches and kindness towards us. Now the ages are come, glory to the Lord God over all in the highest forever, that this kindness and these riches are seen, that the apostles' preaching is fulfilled, who said, he has quickened us and made us to sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So mark in Christ Jesus us the church, us the saints, us the believers and true Christians, made us to sit together. Here was their meeting, here was their sitting in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, the second Adam, the Lord from heaven, him that was glorified with the Father before the world began, him that never fell but fetched man and woman out of the fall, to the state that man and woman were in before they fell. And they not to sit there in Adam in the fall, nor in Adam before he fell, but in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, before Adam fell. And there is the safe sitting, in Christ the new and living way, the word of God, the power of God, the light, the life and truth in the first, and in the last, in the beginning, and in the ending, in him in whom is no shadow of turnings nor variableness. In him the saints sit, the church, in Christ the head, and there are the exceeding riches and the kindness known again. For are not here kindness and riches, for man and woman to be brought out of that state in the fall, to the state of Adam and Eve before they fell. And he that brings them here is Christ, and it is by his blood, it cost him his blood, his life, and he does not leave them in the state that Adam and Eve were in before they fell, but he sets them down in himself, who never fell, a safer state than Adam was in before he fell. Now who sit here in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, the first and the last, the beginning and ending, the safe place, in the wisdom of God. When they see where Adam and Eve sat before they fell, blessed, and in a good state, in the image of God, in righteousness and holiness. Two, they see where Adam and Eve sat in the fall, with their sons and daughters, fallen from righteousness and holiness, and the image of God, where they have no peace, neither do they see God, nor have dominion over the creation. Three, they see where the Jews sat, in the types, figures, shadows, and temples, and oaths, in the offerings and sacrifices, and they were to sit till Christ the substance came to end them all, which Christ the substance was before they were. Four, they see where the apostles sat in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, the substance of all the types, figures, and shadows, who ended them all and was before them all, and will be when they are all gone. Five, they see where the Gentiles sit in the traditions, inventions, idols, temple, which God never commanded. Six, they see where all the apostate Christians have sat since the apostles' days, in the rudiments, inventions, handiworks, and traditions, and cannot sit long in them, therefore turn one against another. Seven, now the age is come that the kindness and riches of the Lord are seen, which were manifest among the apostles and saints who sat in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, where many sit now, in Christ the seed, the first, the last, the beginning, and the ending. And those who sit in him, as I said before, see where all the apostatized Christians have sat since the apostles' days, who have removed their seat from the apostles, and have not sat in the seat the apostles and the saints sat in. For had they sat in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, he who destroyed the enmity, the devil and his works, they would have all sat in unity and peace. And they see where Jews sit, where Gentiles sit, and where Adam and Eve sat before they fell, and where they sat in the fall, with their sons and daughters, and where the apostles sat, in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. They that sit in Christ, they sit in him the apostles sat in, who is the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. They see the top and cornerstone over all set, in which the life nourishes over all which was before the devil, the power of death and the power of darkness were. Which seed Christ bruises and destroys the serpent's head, the devil and his works. And in him, Christ, the saints sit, in whom they have the pastures of life that flows over all death and was before it was and the power of it. 8. So, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Mark, the milk that comes from the word which was in the beginning, by that milk is the growth. And not in the traditions, handle not them, nor the rudiments, nor the vain inventions of men neither, touch them not, taste them not, for they perish with the using of them. So then they do not grow by them. But they may say you deny the means to salvation, because you don't handle the doctrines, the commandments, the rudiments, all that perish with the using. Now that is not the way, but the way is the milk that comes from the word, by which you must grow. Your growth is not by that which perishes. But as I said, by the milk that comes from the word, which was in the beginning, before the false doctrines, traditions, rudiments of men, false churches, false ways, false teachings, worship, and religion were, before all these were, the word of God was. You do not grow by any of those. If you should teach them all your lifetime, and spend your days, you are never the nearer, neither do you grow by them, nor by the tongues, which make their divines divinity students, the beginning of which was Babel, which builds up and throws down, as you may see. Did they not build up the church faith and directory, and now throw them down again? Here is Babylon. And were they not offended because you would not touch their ordinances, and told you, you denied the way? Now does not the word of God live, abide, and endure forever when they are all gone? So feed upon the milk of the word, that you may grow by that milk that comes from the word, that was before their tongues. And when you are redeemed from the tongues, and see the beginning of tongues, Babel, you that seek the milk of the word, you must seek to be before Babel and Babylon were. For the word was before Babel was, and stands when Babylon is down. So the milk which comes from the word, is it by which you must grow up in the things of God. And this keeps the eye pure, and nourishes you up in the word of wisdom, word of life, word of patience, by the milk that comes from it, up into the word of wisdom. For wisdom is with the gray hairs, and so up into the life, up into a living, abiding state. For the word lives and abides forever. And by the milk that comes from the word which was in the beginning, before the fall of man was, with all the confusions, false ways, worships, churches. The Word was before they all were, and abides when they are all gone. Feed of the Word, the milk of it, and be quiet with the milk by which you grow and are nourished up to everlasting life, by which thy fruits will be unto holiness, and the end everlasting life, feeding upon the milk that comes from the Word which was before unholiness was, and stands and remains when all that is gone. By this you are all nourished, by this you all grow in a living and abiding state, up into the Word Christ, whose name is called the Word of God, in whom is the sitting down. So heirs of Christ, and of salvation, inherit salvation, and heirs of the power of an endless life, and heirs of a kingdom that has no end, and of a power of a world to come. So know this to be your portion, everyone, that you may be heirs of the blessings and inherit them, that with them you may be clothed. Meeting in the name, in the strong tower, meeting in the Spirit, in which you may pray to and worship God and sing, which is the public worship of God, which has been lost since the apostles' days, by and among the inward ravenas from the Spirit of God, which have been got up into particular worshiping and praying. Which if they come to the public, they must come to the Spirit of God, which their forefathers inwardly ravened from, and to the public praying in the Spirit. So dwell in the love of God, and build up yourselves in the most holy faith, and keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And worship God in the Spirit and truth, which the devil is out of, and in that meet in the truth, in the power of God, which was before the devil was, in which is the perfect fellowship, the gospel fellowship, which stands in the power of God, which was before the devil was, or the fall of man either, where all imperfection was and is, which the power of God expels away, in which is the perfect fellowship, as I said before. The worship of God is a perfect worship. It is in the Spirit and the truth. So the devil cannot get in the truth, and neither can imperfection, because truth was before imperfection was. The worship in the truth never changes, which is of the God of all truth, who is a Spirit. And this is the perfect standing worship, which will stand when all the worships in the fall are gone, devil, dragon, beast, and will worship. For truth was before they all were, for they are not perfect, being out of the truth, out of that which is perfect. So all friends, be faithful and valiant for the truth of God upon the earth. For there are religions only for the summer, while the sun shines, among the sons of Adam in the fall. But when the storm comes, their flight is in the winter. So this day manifests every birth of what sort it is, and at that look, it is not professing God, nor Christ, nor the Scriptures, nor the ordinances, but mind the birth, he that is born of the flesh, and he that is born of the Spirit, together with each birth's fruits. For he that is born of the Spirit is the royal birth of God, whose fruits are above him that is born of the flesh below, not in righteousness and love, nor of the Spirit. And so each birth has its religion, has its worship, has its praying, and its singing. But when the winter comes, then is its flight, and then the wall makers are discovered, the hireling flees because he is a hireling. But you mind the power of God, which was before winter storms were, for fleshly religions as are while the sun shines and the summer is, but when the winter comes are gone. Therefore mind you the power of God, that you may bear fruit in winter, and sit under your vine, Christ Jesus, that you may see before winter storms and tempests were, and to that which shall never have an end nor change, in this is the pure religion. And so in the name of the Lord being gathered, having bowed to it, then you are in the strong tower, in the deepest storms and tempest, being in the name of the Lord, by whom all things were made. There is the strong tower. Then you are safe in all waves, tempests, winds, hail, floods, being in the name of the Lord, your strong tower. And so feel the seed of God, friends and brethren and babes, over all that set that makes to suffer, which was before that was, and will stand and remain, when that is gone that makes to suffer, that in that you may know Christ's reign, and the seed to reign, in which there is life eternal, and in this you will have life eternal. And so feel the top stone over all laid. And hearing the voice of Christ, which is the light, the light's voice, the life's voice, the truth's voice, the power of God's voice, which goes before you, through which you may have life eternal in Christ's fold, where his sheep carry no body of sin upon their backs. For that is carried in Satan's fold, which Christ's sheep are put out of, in which life, Christ, did foresee the hirelings flying when the wolf comes. And so Christendom have more minded the hireling's voice than Christ the light's voice, the truth's voice, the voice of the life and power of God in themselves. They have gone from that, and gone to the voice of the hireling, who flies when the wolf comes and leaves his flock and cares not for it. Therefore, you who have heard the voice of Christ, who are his sheep and follow him, who has put you forth, who goes before you and you have followed him. Follow him still, and he will give you life eternal, for he is the rest. And know the sitting down in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, being heirs of grace, which grace comes by Christ. Now the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men, which if all men minded this is public, it would teach them to live righteously, soberly, and godly, and to deny the contrary, and then come to be heirs of this grace and inherit it, and so inherit their teacher who brings salvation, and so come to enjoy salvation and inherit Christ, in whom are the light and life, and in him is the sitting down in the salvation. All keep to the beauty of holiness, for in holiness lies your beauty, and the fruits of righteousness is a tree of life, and the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous flee into it and are safe. George Fox. From Cockford in Essex, the 12th day of the 11th month, 1662, 223. All friends and brethren, stand fast in the power of the Lord God Almighty, with the breastplate of righteousness, with the shield of faith your weapons, by which you have victory and have access to God, in which you please him, and in which you have unity one with another. Take unto you all your spiritual weapons, and be ready with the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, which was in the beginning, before death and the power of it was, and before all the false worships, churches, and teachers. And that your feet be shod with the gospel, the power of God, in which you have all fellowship, which is a mystery, by which life and immortality are brought to light in you all. Everyone having the word of God, which hammers down all that which is gotten up since the beginning, and everyone having the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, which divides the precious from the vile, in which you have wisdom, which cuts down all that for the fire, which has gotten up since the beginning, who knows the earth in which dwells the righteousness, and dwell in righteousness and truth and justice and equity, for in that you dwell with God. And those who do not dwell in this do not dwell with him, but are such as grieve and vex and quench God's Spirit in them. Be bold and valiant for the truth upon the earth, everyone according to your measure, beholding the face of God. And fear not the power of the devil, but in the power of God, which was before he was, tread on his head, and know the honor of the saints, and the election in Christ the seed, which was before the world began, and your salvation wrought out, and the glory of the Lord to be your reward. And keep your faith in the power of God, in which you may all know your health grow, and all your hearts to be established in grace, which is your teacher and brings your salvation, that all may see it is the grace of God, by which you stand, which establishes, seasons, teaches, and brings salvation. Heed not the earth, nor the rudiments of the world, nor the swine, nor dog's vomit, nor men's carnal understandings, wisdom, nor knowledge. But mind the wisdom of God, that is pure from above, and keep so. And the Spirit that gives the true understanding, and the right knowledge of God, which is life eternal. And know your fellowship to be in the Spirit, which is the bond of peace in that life, and keep in it, in which you may have perfection and the perfect gifts of God. And mind the worship of God, which is in the Spirit and truth, which was before the devil was, which he is out of, and his ways. For God's ways are in the truth, and in his power meet, and in his life live, in which you may feed in the pastures of life, in which pasture Christ is the leader and shepherd. So all that are plucked out of the fall by his crook, which is the power of God, and that know him and his voice, follow him, and you will have life abundantly and riches eternal. And everyone keep on your watch and guard, against the enemy that led out from God, out of life and truth. For all the sufferings are by and through him that is out of the truth, so they that will live godly shall suffer persecution. But you who suffer in the truth, and by the contrary for the truth's sake, the Spirit of glory will rest upon you. And if you are evil spoken of for truth's sake, being faithful on your parts, Christ is glorified. And friends, your house being built upon the rock Christ Jesus, by whom the world was made, the storms, the floods, the tempests you fear not. But all whose house is built on the sands, the floods, the storms, beat down and wash away, as you may see before your eyes. So friends that are come to the beginning, see over storms and tempests and floods and live on the rock, which was before they were. On that you may rest safe and in peace. And friends, fear not him that can kill the body. I say, fear not them that can spoil your goods, be not afraid of them, for when they have done that, they can do no more. For the life is over them all, they cannot touch that. So mind that which is over them all. George Fox 224. Dear friends, whom death bonds, nor the outward creatures can separate from the love of God in Christ Jesus, live in peace and love one with another, and keep above that restricted spirit of strife, which is below and out of the power and truth and life of God. Dwell in dominion, in love, in life, and in unity one with another in the power of God, which was before the power of darkness was, and in the seed of God, which was before enmity was, and that you may all know Christ's reign. And feed in the pastures of life, and none stain your virginity nor holiness, where lies your beauty. And all that minister abroad, walk as examples to them you minister to, and keep in peace that you may not destroy those who you minister to. So live in the fear of God, and spread the truth abroad, and set the truth over all, and in it live, in which you will have unity. So my love is in the seed of God, which is immortal to you all. George Fox Top Back Letters Next Letters.